Welcome to another episode of Token Classrooms. Today's reflection comes from someone whose life is woven into the heartbeat of stories, language, and community, Nandi Pakolisile. She is a literacy mentor at Nalibali, a national movement dedicated to nurturing a culture of reading and storytelling across South Africa. She's also the founder of Sinako Reading Club, soon to be Sinako Academy, and a proud daughter of Zule Township. A human resources practitioner by training, a community developer by purpose, and a natural storyteller by calling. So, in this episode, Nandi shares a personal voice note reflection on reading, identity, childhood wonder, and the quiet but powerful ways stories shape who we become. So you will hear her passion, her conviction, and the deep love she carries for the children and communities she serves. Let's step into her world. Here is Nandi.
Good day. My name is Nandi Pakolisile. I was born, bred in Zwide. I matriculated in Sondelelo High School. Then I further my studies at NMMU. It was still Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University then, but now it's NMU. I completed my BTEC in HR. As the first graduate in the family, everyone had hope that I will find work straight after varsity, but things didn't go as planned. 7 years I was up and down, PE, East London, Humanstorp, up and down looking for work, but there was no luck. I would find an internship for a year, then after that I stayed 2 years at home, then do nothing. So 2019 I got an internship at SDN Primary School, where I worked with the secretary, but because of my character it did not end in the office. I ended up helping grade R teachers, grade 1 teachers. So I developed the love of literacy there. So from then, they didn't pay me. I think it was about 4 months. And then the following year, it was COVID. I couldn't go to CCMA. Then around July 2020, then I went to CCMA and then they paid all my money. Then I prayed to God to give me wisdom to use this money. And then I started a business, which is I was selling Inuka products. I was selling yogurts, chicken and eggs. I never thought in my life I would be a business lady. All I had in mind was to get work at government or at municipality and be under the wing of training and development in HR, but things didn't go as planned. So when I was 30, I was like, hey, I am panicking. I don't know what to do. And my one and only child is growing. I cannot support her. But there was this voice, 2020 in December, that was whispering in my ears, Nandi, move. Hey, I didn't understand. And this voice kept on every morning at 4 a.m. I used to wake up at 4 a.m. and go to the gym. Every morning, this voice would say, Nandi, move out of this comfort zone. But the saddest thing, this voice like is not specific where must I go, but it's just saying move. And then I started to look for a place to stay. You know, everyone is almost like, hey, bo, where are you going? It's December time, hey, 18th December, 19th December, 20th. I'm up and down, Motherwell, New Brighton, everywhere. I was looking for a place to stay, and then I found a place to stay in Winnie Mandela Under Dispatch. I didn't know anyone from that area. So I took all my money, all the profit that I made in 2020 out of selling Inuka products, yogurts and everything. Then I built a one-room shack. That's where reality started. It was 2021, mid-January. I don't have a profit. I've got nothing. And I couldn't take anything from home. I just had my 2 bags and a mattress. That was it. And there was no electricity. I had to sell my phone so that I could buy zings for the shack. So I had to dilili, no TV, no radio, no job, nothing. The only thing that was in my shack was 4 books that was donated by teacher from SDN Primary School. Hey, I used to have this journal, then I would write everything that I need sitting in that mattress. I used to write, hey, I am sitting in this mattress. I never thought at this age, 30 something, because our former president Nelson Mandela said education is the key to succeed. But the key to succeed, my key was to open a shack. It didn't open the doors. But that time, little did I know that God is directing me to my dream. I sat down. I said, okay, God, now that I'm here, this voice said I must move. Now I'm here in this area. Show me, what can I do? Then I did an introspection. Nandi, what are you good at? I'm good when it comes to reading, writing, and telling stories. I started a homework club. In this informal settlement, you know, children at the age of 9, 10, 11, around 8, they are standing there at the shop. And then when I asked them, Kanam, upi umamako, hai umamam, okobemke Friday. And this thing triggered me. I said, know what? Let me take a step and help this kid. I said, okay, after 3, please come to my house, then I'll help you with your homework. I started with 2 kids, then it was 4, it was 5, it was 10, it was 15 within 2 months. So I had to separate. I said, okay, grade R to grade 3, you come Mondays and Tuesdays, and then grade 4, 5, 6, and 7, you come Wednesdays and Thursdays. So that's where it all started. I started with nothing. And they were sure that I was only doing the homeworks. Then afterwards, I'm going to go to my house, maybe in town dispatch. They didn't understand because this tech didn't look like me. I was beautiful because of the blood of Jesus. But my house was not in a good condition. Like, I had nothing. But I was improvising. I used what was available. For example, I used 20 liter paints and old curtains from home to make desks. So when we are doing spelling, I would say, please make sure you use the 20 liter packets as a desk. I only had 2 pencils, so they used to share the pencils. I had nothing. But deep down in my heart, I was happy. Yes, they are not paying anything and I'm not expecting anything from their parents because this is an informal settlement. This is a disadvantaged area. I would say 70% of the parents are depending on SASSA grant. So I cannot say they must pay 20 rand a month. They don't have. But deep down in my heart, I always had the soul, God put me there for a reason. Just that is just a matter of time until I get what I deserve. After 4 months, yes, I think, yeah, after 4 months of continuing the reading club, it was no longer a homework club now. I was doing everything. It was sort of an academy. I was teaching them because I realized grade 4s, they can't read for meaning. So I had to go back and start with the letters, phonics, and the wording, and then teach them how to construct a sentence. So when it comes to language, it's a closer, and English, I know I'm excellent. And they enjoyed every moment. They even came on weekends. Sizokubona, I didn't know, guys, on weekends you must rest. Please come again during the week. And then now I had a phone, so I used to post everything that I was doing. And then after maybe 5 days, I received a WhatsApp message from one of my mentors from 2018 when I was doing an internship at Transnet. The lady is Nicole. Said, Nandi, I've been watching your WhatsApp statuses. Do you live there? I said, yes, this is my house. Like, she was so worried. Said, Nandi, no, not you. I know you very well. I was working with you. I was your mentor. You deserve the best because I can see you are consistent with this. You are consistent. Your consistency is what worries me because there's nothing there, but you don't stop what you are doing. Hey, I was like, hey, yeah, where's this? Said, no, I will make a plan. I didn't call anyone. I was just working and then pray and then working and then pray. At some point, I used to help the kids. And then after 6, I've got nothing to eat. Then I have to go to the shop and ask David to give me bread on credit and coffee and sugar just to have something to eat. I would have the kids, I would be happy, but I'm not worried that I don't have nothing. I know that I will make a plan. So the plan was on, okay, the plan, I think it was July, yes. And then Nicole organized Vodacom to come and rescue Nant. And then when I got this call from the CEO of Vodacom, they wanted a meeting with me. I was like, oh, okay, you know what? Let me not go to Cape Road for this meeting because they won't get the picture. They won't get the picture. Let them come here and see what is going on here because there's no water, there's no electricity, there's nothing. The only thing that is here It's only 4 reading books and 2 pencils. So we had the meeting on Saturday, and the meeting was only 3 minutes, and they were in tears because they've never seen someone who is like this here in Nelson Mandela Bay. And they ask, how long have you been doing this? I said, 6 months. And then, where is the bathroom or the loo for the children? I said, come, guys. I showed them the bush. I said to them, we go there. And then, what about electricity? This is dangerous. I said, there's no electricity here. So this is what we use, is nyoka nyoka electricity. They said, no, make a wish list. Make a wish list. Yo, that was the biggest day of my life. I couldn't believe it because I never called anyone. I was just doing my work, and then God sent an angel to come and rescue. So they built a toilet for me, running water, container, and a generator. So from July 2021, things started to go well. So no one had a running water there. So I was not only helping the children, I was also helping the neighborhood. So I am still the light of Winnie Mandela community. It is true that there is power in serving. Whether you are serving in a community, whether you are serving a church, whether you are serving in your family or in an organization, but there is power in serving. When you are busy serving, God will take care of your problems. And God will never give you a vision without a provision. While I was sitting down in the beginning of 2022, I was busy assisting a child who was almost 8 years old. She never went to school. And when I tried to find out what is the problem, said, no, I don't have a birth certificate. When I went to the mother who was 39 years old didn't have an ID. And if the mother doesn't have an ID, that means the mother also doesn't have a birth certificate, which is the granny is the one who has to account for that. And now it's affecting a child. And remember, in South Africa, a child has a right to education. So why? While I was busy on my phone almost 3 hours, I saw an inbox from Stradom. I didn't know Stradom, like even the surname. I was like, hi, Bo. Hello, Nandi. We've been looking for a person who is helping children in the area of dispatch, and someone referred us to you. Instead of responding to that inbox, I took 5 minutes and thank God, because I didn't go and ask for help. Someone saw the good work that I was doing as the founder of Sinako Reading Club, and that someone referred Sinako Reading Club. So after praying, I responded to the message. I said, yes, we've been operating since March 2021 and now it's 2022. And the lady said, make a wish. Hey, I still remember that day. It was the 10th of January. I remember last year we were using 20 liter buckets for desk, and we didn't have much stationery, like we had nothing. So for parading started from that day to support up until today. Today it's in Agro Reading Club. We've got desk, we've got stationery, and even during our holiday program, they make sure that we do have a transport to transport the kids from point A to point B, point B to point C, and point C back to point A. So 2022 was the best year of Sinako. Then came 2023, a year of recognition and visibility. Sinako was nominated as the best contributing organization in the community. Litasa is Literacy Organization of South Africa. So when I saw this nomination, I was like, oh God, I cannot believe this, because most of the organizations in Nelson Mandela Bay, they are doing good, but they are not doing the best. And Sinako was nominated as the best contributing organization. So Sinako is growing year by year. Each and every year, there's always something new. So 2024 and 2025, 60% of Sinako learners, they are top achievers in their schools. I make sure that during this time of the year, which is November, I always attend prize giving. I know the top learner grade 3 is coming from Sinako. Grade 2, grade 1, grade 6 is coming from Sinako. So we are so proud as Sinako members. Last but not least, Sinako is not only focusing on children children, we believe that a community as a whole has to benefit because the Sinako is an NPO, meaning that it helps the community. So the parents are unemployed. So when they are called for interviews, job interviews and everything, I always provide a work readiness program for them so that they can be ready for the workplace. Prepare them for the interviews and make sure that they are perfect candidates. I know that for a fact they will be perfect because I've got a great experience when it comes to human resources. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this intimate reflection from Nandi Kolisile. Her journey reminds us that reading isn't just an academic skill. It is a doorway into imagination, confidence, healing, and possibility. And when someone like Nandi plants those seeds in a community, the impact it stretches far beyond books. It reaches families, classrooms, and futures still being written. So if her story moved you today, share this episode with someone who needs a reminder that small acts, a story shared, and a book opened, a child encouraged, can ripple across generations. So until next time, let's keep pages turning, keep conversations alive, and keep building classrooms where humanity leads. This is Talking Classrooms. Thank you for listening.